When the fire destroyed nearly half the 92-year-old building, many wanted it torn down. The once stately hotel, host to several presidents, became a home to transients. Soon after the fire, a concerted effort began to save the Coates House Hotel. Bill Bruning, former vice president of the Historic Kansas City Foundation, chaired the task force to protect and preserve the building.
You had a deteriorating downtown where property interests were interested in clearing out old buildings, putting in surface parking for the existing downtown jobs. And on the other hand was this preservation movement that was just beginning in the country of trying to save old buildings.
By the mid-1980s, Bruning says they would eventually have a buyer. It wasn't long before other buildings in Kansas City were spared the wrecking ball.
I think it kickstarted Historic Kansas City. I think it probably also kickstarted the preservation movement in Kansas City, although about that same time the Folly Theater was being restored. So parts of Old Hyde Park, people were moving in. It was just almost a perfect storm of people beginning to focus on our city's heritage.
Bruning says the Coates House Hotel preservation led to other significant efforts.
But for the saving of the Coates House, probably the west side of the city would look very different.